Do it. It's do done. It again. Do it.
Woohoo! Good morning.
I can't do it. Well, then let me drink some milk.
Yeah. Some whole milk.
Oh my god, people think I'm retarded and that we're both also retarded. No, well, okay, yeah.
We should tell them why.
We'll touch on that. We'll touch on that. But first of all, welcome to the Spy vs. Spy podcast! Tonight, Big Wreck! Do you remember Big Wreck?
Did
you ever hear of that band?
No.
Big Wreckdom, exactly. They were, well, dumb with a B. They were sort of a Canadian band. I think they had some Canadian members and some American members.
Then they're automatically a Canadian band.
Yeah, totally. If you have a Canadian member in your band, you get... Okay, because we have rules in this country that radio stations and TV video, music video stations, they have to... There's CanCon rules, what they're called, and you have Canadian content. You have to play X amount of Canadian content to make sure that... It's a rule that was made a long time ago before there were any good Canadian artists, like when it was just sort of Bryan Adams and Celine Dion. And they were like, okay, well, we want to make sure that we like support the Canadian scene. So they made rules that basically forced you to play Canadian artists. And kind of at the time, there weren't a lot of good ones, and it really just kind of made for a lot of mediocre shit getting airplay that maybe didn't deserve.
Oh, and now I'm sure it's completely cutting-edge avant-garde mania.
Well, I mean, they don't really need those rules anymore because we have like an Avril Lavigne and some 41 that everyone plays all the time. And Nickelback. How do you say their backwards B?
I'm sure it's just Nickelback.
Nickelback. Dak! Use your harpoon and toe cables.
Did you ever see that Nickelback thing online where they had, it was like a little, I don't know if it was like a flash interface or whatever, but where it had one of their songs on the left side and another one of their songs on the right side, and you could move this little fader back and forth, and both songs were almost completely identical. Like, they had
fader.
The same quiet part and the same...
Yeah, I didn't see that, but I had actually heard a mashup that somebody had done that was essentially that. It was just in each channel was a different song.
Yeah.
It was sort of, you could tell it was sped up a little bit more, but yeah, exactly the same. So it must have been that without the interactivity.
The fader.
Yeah, so Big Wreck, they were a shitty sort of quasi-Canadian band that was... I barely remember anything about them.
And we're having them on?
Yeah, we have them as our special guests today. And that also got me thinking about... do you remember 1-800-MUSIC-NOW? It was
of
a toll-free number. You don't?
No.
I don't think it was a Canadian thing. I think it was international.
800, that's... I don't know, 800...
It's really? What? It's a toll-free phone number.
Ah.
You don't have those? Everything's pay?
Everything's free.
Okay, well, 1-800-MUSIC-NOW was a service that I think you could buy CDs off of. It was a toll-free number that you phoned. But the coolest part about it was that you could hear samples.
Mm.
I think a good maybe like minute and a half of any song. And you could kind of say an artist name and or punch it in. And... yeah, you could listen to a bunch of free songs. And since it was a toll-free number, back in the day, you could phone toll-free numbers from a payphone without paying. So if you were bored, as I often was as a teenager growing up in a small town, you could phone at 1-800-MUSIC-NOW and listen to tunes. This is kind of like before internet file sharing was... I mean, everyone was using dial-up, and it just kind of wasn't done. It was a hassle.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not like today where you can just go online and hear samples of anything. So you'd call up and you'd punch in Garth Brooks, and then fucking same cheesy announcer voice would be like, Garth Brooks, Fresh Horses, and then it would play like a snippet of a Garth Brooks song, and you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Two phone things that I used to have a lot of fun with. There was a listing in the phone book. It was like an automated service we could call up and you'd get like horoscopes and fact of the day and all this stuff. And it was this huge list of stuff. So I'd sit on the phone and, you know, listen to recordings of information for kind of a long time. And then another thing was the... you probably didn't have OK Soda there, did you?
I Well, I'm aware of it. It wasn't really sold here. It was sold in Seattle, and so people would come back with it. And but it, you know, obviously lasted for about 2 months. And
they had a 800 number, 1-800 I feel okay, and you'd call it, and they'd always have different stuff. They had a, you know, a real classic announcer voice, and it was pretty much something new every day.
Wow,
it was like my favorite soda campaign. Like all the artwork was just awesome. And
yeah, it was like
of stamps and
Pete Bag and Dan Klaus.
I think it was just Dan Klaus. I think it was just him.
No, I think Pete Bag did some too. Someone else. There was another sort of alt dot comics with an X type guy who did some. But Klaus obviously is the more famous.
He was Michael Avon Oeming.
He was what?
The Powers guy. I don't know.
Okay, you lost
me. I don't think it was.
My buddy Nick had an okay soda can that had a Klaus drawing on it that was a drawing of Nick. Like, it was as though Klaus said, I'm going to draw a drawing of my friend Nick.
But, I think I know the one you mean.
Yeah, and because, but I mean, I guess to be fair, Nick's kind of like a white, red-headed Irish dude who, I don't know, was probably, you could probably just draw a picture of a white dude and it would look like him anyways. But, yeah, he was always kind of, he saw that and he, like, shit his pants. And then he started drawing like Dan Klaus.
He does, and kind of.
He stopped drawing, though. He stopped talking to us altogether. He moved to Japan and just fucked off.
Has he drawn any comics while he's over there?
I don't think so, I mean, really. He did draw one for You Ain't No Dancer.
Yeah.
That anthology. YouAin'tNoDancer.com, I believe, is a website where you can go and look at it. It's an anthology that Ed Brisson published, and it's got a bunch of cool people in it.
That was his final work, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was also kind of a retread of a lot of his old stuff, so... But at any rate, it was nice to see him do something. He's apparently... He was, or has been, writing a novel and about his time working in fast food as a teenager. Working within fast food.
The groundwork already been laid by his comics.
Exactly. It's kind of a more retread. But no, I read some of it. He had a blog and he was posting it, and it was quite good, but I don't know whatever came of it or if he's still working on it.
You want to give his full name? You got a link?
Yeah, no, not bothered.
You want to have him on?
His name's Nick Sheehan, and he used to go by Nick O'Teen when he was a anarchist punk activist cartoonist type guy. He was quite famous.
I've got that collection then.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Nick O'Teen, I think he's in it.
Yeah. But yeah, he's disappeared and doesn't talk to us anymore, so fuck that guy. yeah. Okay, soda. All right. Everyone should go, and if you don't know anything about it, or even if you do, go look it up on Wikipedia. It's a really good sort of discussion about the whole marketing of it, because it was a Coca-Cola product, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of made of all the dregs of...
It tasted like...
scrapings.
If you went to the...
swamp water.
A fountain drink, and yeah, you just take a little bit of everything.
Is that what you guys call it?
There's
probably other names for that. We used to call it swamp water.
Sure. I don't remember what we called it.
You called it donkey piss.
Maybe.
You called it St. Paul. There's
water.
No choice to be made. Yeah. It's called tap water. Yeah, so about that song that we were humming and singing and going woohooing about making funny voices. Let's just do that.
All right.
For another 10 minutes.
That's from the Penn Jillette radio show that it's been on since, I think, maybe it's
couple
been on
months?
4 months, 5 months?
Yeah.
Maybe something close to that. Yeah. Penn Jillette, the...
Penn and Teller.
From Penn and Teller. Penn and Teller.
Whenever I mention that, people are like, who's that? And then you go, oh, from Penn and Teller, and everyone knows what that is.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what that is, then you're obviously very dumb.
You could go to pennradio.com, but it's just a big picture of them. So instead, you should go to penfans.net. It's PENNFANS.net. And they've got an audio archive of all of the shows, so you can catch up.
Yeah, there's torrents and everything, and you can... I've only just now, like, got to the point where I've listened to all of them, and I'm listening on a daily basis now. But I was like in Audio Archive Heaven there for a while. It's a really good radio show that's not really about anything. Like, he's obviously magician juggler type guy, and he's got a little psychic guy who's also a juggler, and but it's not even about magic or about really anything. And it's in a lot of ways inspired us to do a show about nothing, where we sit around and.
Oh, this show has a point. This show is about OK Soda, and apparently it's Charles Burns.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Charles Burns was the other artist on the OK Soda campaign.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for looking that up.
I went to the Wikipedia entry like you told me.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. And there's a lot of sort of speculation about, Coke, mind control drugs and all this kind of weird conspiracy stuff. It's pretty funny.
I believe it.
Yeah. Well,
I was into it. Why
would Coke make OK Soda? Why would they do that?
To be awesome.
I guess so. But they're already awesome, don't you?
You know what OK Soda reminds me of? And phone numbering and this and that?
Reminds you of OK Calculator by TV on the Radio?
It was Calculator Watch by me.
Oh.
A few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
No, Chicken Fries. What's that band? Oh, Cock Rock, the Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
The Burger King metal band, Cock Rock. And they have a 1-800, I think it's a 1-800 number.
It's a 1-800 internet Skype address.
Yeah. You call it up, and you hold your phone. It's got to be a cell phone. You hold your phone up to whatever you're listening to for just 10 seconds or whatever, and then hang up. And they text message you back what you're listening to and how the band Cock Rock feels about it. And I think, the first three were free, and then it was, 50 cents every time after that. So it was, it was funny for two times. And then,
I didn't end up really listening to that. I remember you told me about it, and I was just kind of whatever. It was sort of like a, Cock Rock band, right? Like, it was...
Yeah, they had...
Strong Bad Limousine style, bad...
Or was kind it of. Like... It wasn't, over-the-top jokey, though. I mean, it was...
more legit.
They sounded a lot like Turbo Negro. They really had, a...
I don't even know what that is, but that sounds awesome.
they're a pretty tough band. I mean, I like the songs and stuff, but all of the songs are about chicken fries. Every song is about Burger King chicken fries. But they're... I think it's four or five different songs, and they're fully formed songs with, all the parts and actual playing and
all the
stuff.
Parts of the chicken?
Yeah.
They're fully formed songs, but no beaks.
So if you want to check that out, it's COQROQ.com.
That's ridiculous.
I know. Oh, but they got, they were going to be attempted to be sued by Slipknot. I don't think they ever actually went through
Slipknot?
Yeah, Slipknot sent them a cease and desist because they wear... these
masks?
Chicken masks, but they're they're Slipknotted out to the max. I mean,
oh really?
Oh yeah. And there's Slipknot. Each guy has their own theme. So then these Cock Rock guys had similar themes.
Mm. Well, shouldn't Slipknot be actually, instead of drawing attention to that, perhaps more embarrassed of what they're doing?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought they should have toured together. When Cock Rock first came out, I was like, oh, I have to see this band. They have to come to town. I hope they have more than five songs.
And then you found out it was Burger King commercial.
No, I mean, I knew it was a Burger King band. I would go see the Burger King band.
Oh,
absolutely.
They should totally tour and everything?
Yeah. Okay. I'd be into it.
So, yeah, the Penn Jillette Radio Show, which is also kind of a podcast-type deal, which you can, through penfans.net, you can subscribe to in your iTunes and or Winamp or whatever, what have you program. You can get your daily... And it's a daily, week daily, hour-long show. And it's just good listening, good, sort of proto-shit shoot genre, which is the genre we're inventing. That's the
name
we are.
We invented it.
It's called shit shoot.
Got the jump on us. But yeah, shit shoot.
Yeah.
What we're doing.
But
if you don't have speakers at work, I found out a way you can listen to it at work, if you want to listen to it at work. If you take the MP3 file and you rename the extension to JPEG... and print it on a dot matrix printer. It actually sounds pretty good.
It sounds exactly like them.
Yeah.
You know what other podcast is really good?
What's that?
Podcast, which is a strange thing that, it's not what we're doing. We're a Bobcast. It's
right.
Different. Phil told me about this one called Star Wars Action News.
Oh, man.
And it's a podcast
devoted. Blow your mind.
Yeah, well, yeah. One way or another, it's all about collecting Star Wars toys. Collectibles, really.
And it's a weekly hour.
Yeah, and it's a married couple. They're married, I assume.
Yeah.
They would have to be. And they sit around and they talk about whatever the new toys that are out, and they talk about their trips to Walmart and Kmart and whatever other marts you guys got over there in search of the newest patina matte. Those are probably contradictory terms. I have no idea. Oh, there's a new repaint of the Boba Fett, and you should go get it because it's all metallic and different, and it's really great. And they talk about ordering toys online from these websites, and it's really okay. Well, it's kind of depressing, but it's also a really interesting sort of cultural study on collectors. Like,
yeah, they are super,
yeah, super duper collectors. Like, I mean, whatever, we all collect stuff, but right.
They're very specific.
These guys are, yeah, they're those guys that you hear about, and
Arnie and Marjorie, and they hit over a dozen stores a week for sure. And they give store reports on what stores had what in the Springfield, Illinois area. And the way Arnie collects, and he's mentioned this a few times, is he gets four of everything he buys. All the figures he buys, he gets four because he gets one. I forget what it is, but I think
one
he gets
to open.
One to open and display. One.
Which are always like. Apparently under glass, like,
right.
Display, but in, like, one of those cake... I imagine in, like, one of those cake trays with, like, the glass lid. He's got an X-Wing inside it.
One figure to open and display. One figure to display sealed. One to store on-site and one to store off-site, I believe, is his collection procedure.
Right. But that may sound like, oh, I guess I can sort of see that, but... Some of the stuff he collects is like, oh, I just went and got the new inflatable lounge chair that has Darth Maul's head on it or something. You're like,
he's got impulse purchases too, but I think my favorite episode of the I've listened to. How many of you heard?
I only heard one, and I don't know if I'll be listening again. I might give it a shot. It's, you know, it's not actually as bad as I kind of initially thought.
It's bad, but it's. Great, too. They're super nice people is the thing, and they have a really unique relationship, and they seem like they get along and stuff. But at the same time, every single aspect of it is about buying Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, and it kind of seems like that's their full-time job now.
No, like, I know Arnie's got a job. I think they both have jobs. I mean, they'd have to have jobs to be able to blow that much money.
I guess so, but they have ads. They advertise shit, and they auction a million things on eBay, obviously, and it seems like they have a pretty big kind of following. And
they've mentioned that they have thousands of listeners before.
They must. Well, we could do a show about Star Wars. In fact, right now this is all about Star Wars. Okay,
this is like one step beyond. This is a podcast about a Star Wars podcast at this point.
Exactly. It's
man,
beyond meta. What's it's theta?
Theta.
It's Zeta.
Catherine
Theta.
I'm going to drop the Star Wars thing now, but I think that everyone should at least try out one episode.
Yeah, no,
of Star
totally.
Wars Action News.
Yeah, I mean, they're super nerds, and I've hung out with nerds and super nerds before, and they're exactly like the super nerds that you know. And so, I mean, if you've never really had kind of experience with those type of people, it's really good. And I mean, yeah, they're super nice, and they're, you know, like a little bit funny and. Just kind of, they're good people.
Also
but
bizarre. I've hung out with super nerds who I thought were super nerds before, but then after listening to this, I realized I was wrong.
But it's also cool because you get little glimpses into their relationship beyond the collecting thing.
Oh, right. What I was going to say in my favorite episode of theirs is when they went out for their anniversary and they went and had this fancy dinner. They got all dressed up and Arnie was giving her this speech. You know, she retold the story. Arnie was giving her this speech about how beautiful she was and how lucky he is to have her and how much he loves her.
And
can I get the general diet, Luke with Tauntaun? Like, it was like right after, no pause, he just asked if he could get this general giant Luke with Tauntaun, which I guess
and
was like
said,
350
bucks. Yes, 1,000 times yes. Wait, what?
No, she was pretty pissed off.
Yeah. And it's what's hilarious is that you totally expect him to be. You expect dudes to be like that, and then you expect the girl to be like, you know, like, not okay with it, or whatever, but she's totally okay with everything. She sometimes makes things like, oh, you're a little bit out of control, or you're a little too anal, or whatever, but yeah. She's fully on board with the whole scene, and it's...
She's more trivia-oriented. She absolutely knows all the... to every hangar bay, every ship was
oh,
in.
Oh, man. I know. Like, you think you know something about Star Wars, and then they're all like, fucking... I got a brand new Masamita bus.
They've talked
bus.
About like, Masamita so many times.
What the hell is Masamita?
I have no idea.
You know, I've seen Star Wars. I'm not like a huge Star Wars nerd or fan or anything, but you know, like I know enough. I know my Tarkins from my Bib Fortunas. But Mos Amita, I have no fucking clue what they're talking about. So, yeah.
So we're dropping it right now. This is it.
Done.
Done with Star Wars for the our history.
Our new format is Bibbing Fortuna.
Bibbing Fortuna. We're all done after this. This is it. This is the very last. All
right.
Last Star Wars reference.
Wars.
300 shows. Not a single Star Wars reference. That's my prediction.
C-3PO. RTD2.
I wanted to say hi to the people in the future.
The future?
Yeah. I was thinking, like, you know, last time we mentioned that... I was going to say last show, but it's like, is this a show?
It's not really a show. It's a fucking bullshit.
Last deal. Yeah. We mentioned how many downloads we had or whatever. And I was thinking, like, okay, if people, like, get into us down the line, are they going to, like, oh, I'm going to check out the archives and this
and
that.
They totally will, yeah.
So, yeah, everyone who just heard about us and now they're digging through the archives, this is not...
4 episodes later. No, sorry.
Yeah, this isn't the best stuff. If you want to look... You know, hear the best of or whatever. Like, we get really good around World War III. That's awesome.
We would turn into a real political talk show.
Yeah. When the robots attempt to take over the second time, then we're all laughs. But now, no. Just keep looking. But yeah. Hi, future people.
Speaking of future, do you think in the future... This is not speaking of future. This is an idea that I just had. Do you think in the future they will come up with technology... non-clogging drains technology? Do you think that'll ever be invented? Don't you think by now we should have drains that do not clog?
Yes.
Because we've had plumbing for a long time, and it seems like plumbing hasn't really evolved that much.
There's a huge infrastructure that even if they came up with something, it would take forever to swap everything out.
Yeah, I guess so. They were just replacing water lines in my apartment last couple weeks, and it was like big ordeal and water was shut down and all this, and that's kind of irrelevant, but you know, I don't know, we both have and have had longish hair for men.
Mm-hmm.
You've had fucking crazy long hair before, I bet.
Yeah.
Or if you live with a girl or what have you, like, yeah, I mean, like, hair goes down the drain, I guess. It's a fact of life, right? Like, you just you're gonna be cleaning. Oh, for
band.
So I don't know, it just kind of seems like we have all these sort of technological advances and shit and we can't stop our drains from clogging.
I think it's going to have to be biological. It's going to have to be some kind of a
it'll have to
clog
be our
eel that lives,
or else we will have to have our hair altered to not clog or something. We'll have genetically modified hair.
I agree.
Drains. So it won't be the drains that'll be fixed. It'll be us.
I was thinking about shaving off my eyebrows to make my hair look thicker. Do you think that would work?
Maybe you can comb over your sideburns.
Comb up?
Maybe. You look like Wolverine.
Yeah.
He's not in that show that we said we weren't going to talk about.
That's true.
He's fair game.
He's in the other one.
And he's also CanCon.
CanCon. Oh, yeah, that's true. They could play Wolverine on the radio.
Yeah, they could. He has a number one hit single. Yeah, that's not...
Title to be edited in later.
Oof.
So the last thing I wanted to make sure I mentioned, dude, and this is burning my soul to a thousand ashy cinders.
Do it up. Let's do it.
I'm digging through my basement, trying to get a pile of shit together to sell on eBay. I want to see if I can make enough money to buy a Nintendo DS.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Nintendo DS is the wave of the future.
Yeah. Well, the present.
It's good. I love it. And a lot of people I know have them, and I don't know anyone who thinks it's bad. The only people who think it's bad are people who don't own one and people who bought a PlayStation Portable and regret it and are just being jerks about it.
There was one guy, I don't remember his name, but he said that if six of his friends had a Nintendo DS, he would have to reevaluate the type of friends he had.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
And that's silly. That's quite silly. Yeah. Nintendo, you know what? I'm an unabashed Nintendo fan. I'm not going to say fanboy, because that's a stupid word that I hate saying. Unless it's spelled with an
boy?
I at the end.
Fan?
I'm a fan of the man. Nintendo's great. It's just fun. They make the best video games. And fucking, if you all you want to do is go around and shoot people and be super macho and competitive, Nintendo's not for you. But if you want to have fun and play games without cooking or, I don't know.
Oh, I want that cooking game.
Farming?
I want the lawyer game, the farming game, the cooking game, the surgery game.
What other video game system has all that? I just got the new Tetris for Nintendo DS. And a few people I know online have it, and we've been playing. And you can totally play against strangers online. And you think you're good at Tetris? You think, yeah, I'm a pretty good Tetris. You're not, okay?
Yeah.
There's some fucking guy out there who's going to mop the floor with you, and you're going to feel like you're 6 years old or something.
You hear that, Atomic Henry? Looks won't get you everything.
Totally not, because he may have good looks and a nice education and a nice girlfriend and nice things, and it might be cool, and he might be better than me and everything, but I beat him 10-0 in Tetris. Really. 10 games to nothing.
Yeah,
I also beat his former roommate a whole bunch to nothing, and I'm so sad.
A whole bunch to nothing. Now that's a record. Yeah,
it is.
Do you want to know what I'm good. eBay?
What's that?
Do you want to know what I'm eBaying?
What you're selling?
Yeah.
You're selling 7 of your guitars.
No.
How many guitars do you own, by the way?
Oh, I don't know. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Is this a big deal in your household?
I don't know. At all? There's 7 in the room with me. But
wow. And a whole bunch in storage, and some only for display.
That's right. I buy 4 of every guitar, and
dude, that's awesome.
No,
you totally should.
No, I have the I have a Ninja Gaiden Choose Your Own Adventure book.
Whoa!
In real fine condition. Like, I think I only chose one adventure in it, so it's.
Is it just a regular Choose Your Own Adventure, or is it one of the ones that you? It's not a fighting one. Not a fighting fantasy, Steve Jackson style.
Well, it's not an actual Choose Your Own Adventure brand one.
No, I understand that. There's a lot of those types of
games. It is. But it is Choose Your Own Adventure.
Okay. But it's not a fighting one? Where you, like, have to roll dice and, like,
oh, no.
It's quasi D&D?
No.
Because those are the best.
Well.
The Green's Fine, Steve Jackson, Fighting Fantasy books were a big part of my childhood.
Oh, Steve Jackson, the game guy. Right.
Yeah. Steve Jackson and Ian Livingston did all the million of those books, and there are like there was like a superhero one and like spy ones. And
do you have any spy ones? We should be playing the spy one right now.
We totally should. We should be reading it online. I'll do it. I'll dungeon master it for you.
That'd
you can
be
like
awesome.
Choose. You can choose the adventure, and I'll.
Does this sound like dice? Shit.
No, this sounds like dice. Oh,
that was very good. That was bottles of ink.
Well, and now there's a mess everywhere, and now you spilled it all over your book, and you can't sell it.
No, it's way over there. I knew I was going to make a mess.
That's good. What else are you selling?
The novelizations of Karate Kid 1 and 2.
Do they have those, like, center spreads of, like,
color
photos?
Yeah, 8 color photos inside each one.
That's did Pat Morita die recently?
Yeah, he did. So I really should have capitalized on that. But I didn't know.
Is Ralph Macchio still around?
I suppose I could wait.
Wait for what?
Ralph Macchio would die.
Ralph Macchiato?
Then they'd command top dollar.
That's right. Yeah, so are we done, or it's...
What, are we...
31 minutes.
That's just how long we've been talking. We haven't been recording.
Oh, shit. When did you hit record?
29 minutes and 17 seconds
ago. Now we're referencing the fact that we're recording something.
That's okay. People know. They know we're not like, oh, I'm going to download the new Spy vs. Spy show, and like, we're talking.
I don't want to ruin the illusion that we are, in fact, inside their ears.
Yeah.
talking to them. How did they do that? Wait, did you say sting or it stinks?
I said stinks. It would sting them, but it would
sting
for us.
Sting's in here. Oh my god, I can't believe it.
Do you have anything else?
Well, I get lots, but...
Yeah, but do you have anything like a minute?
A minute? Okay. Back to bathrooms. I'm a big fan of bathrooms and clogging drains and whatnot. I ran out of razors, and I went to go buy some for my 100-blade razor getup. I do the wet shave.
100 blades, so it's just one pass. You just do the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Yeah, it just takes your entire layer of skin off. No, I was going to buy some, you know, whatever brand of whatever technology that I usually get. And then I thought, well, maybe I should just buy disposable razors. It's a lot cheaper, and
well,
I'm not a particularly hirsute fellow. Being of Japanese descent, I can not even grow a beard, let's say, and I really can probably go 4 or 5 days without shaving if I had to. But I bought some disposable razors, and I haven't noticed a goddamn difference. I saved like a whole bunch of money, and I'm getting the same quality shave that I do from name brand non-disposable. I mean, they're all disposable. It's basically you throw it all away, but
everything's disposable.
Instead of that, I'm throwing away the handle now too.
Wow.
And I don't really feel that bad about that, because the amount of packaging that comes with the regular, like, triple blade business, it's kind of the same amount of plastic anyway.
You should, auction off that handle. Auction off your old handle for my Nintendo DS.
Yeah, okay, we can try that.
All right.
That's
it. We're done.
I was going to say that I can't even remember what it was now, but if... Oh, yeah, if people want to check out your auctions, maybe you could post a link on the website or a comment or something, and people can...
I will certainly.
Because if someone's listening, they're like, oh, I fucking want that Ninja Gaiden book, because I have the whole set, except for that one, because there's somebody out there, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you
I'm hoping there's more than one out there.
There's one guy, but he's like, I don't care, I'm putting a $100 bid in right now, because I have to go on vacation. And
because I didn't have to work. Go on vacation. Yes.
I can't be bothered to be checking eBay. I have to, like, put down a... Make sure I get this
guaranteed win amount.
Yeah. Is that possible? I don't even really know anything about eBay.
That's the way it works.
Kind of buy stuff once in a while, but I've never sold anything before.
Really?
So, yeah, I never sold anything on eBay. I should start. I got a lot of shit. Okay.
Let's do it.
I got a lot of Star Trek collectibles.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Not a one.
Very good.
All right, I guess that's the end, and sorry to everyone for everything.
Yeah, pretty much sorry to everyone we mentioned. Bye.
All right, see you. Woo-hoo!
Thanks again. And please wake up every morning knowing that things are going to be okay.